So let's do Trolls World Tour, which is a phosphorescent sequel to the 2016 animated hit, which, let's not forget, was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song, the original, not the sequel. This is now playing on all streaming services. In the first film, the experience of which I likened to sticking your head in a candy floss maker, the happy trolls were terrorized by these carnivorous Bergens, from which they who ate happy trolls. In this one, the trolls are basically at war with themselves. They've split into musical tribes: pop, country, funk, techno, classical, and rock. And thrash merchant Queen Barb has decided that what she's going to do is to invade all the other troll lands, silence their music, steal their magic strings, which are the things that come from this kind of lyre that are each troll tribe has its own individual string, and unite them under one troll nation of rock. All of which comes as a huge surprise to pop-loving Queen Poppy, who just wants to give the world a hug. And as soon as she hears about Queen Barb, wants to go out and meet her, despite the fact that not everybody is as open-minded as she is. Here's a clip.
Ahem, Branchifer.
Yes, Papafer?
What is this?
Oh, it's nothing, nothing. That's just my man stuff.
I love man stuff! Weapons? Oh, for shame.
Well,
violence never solves a problem, Branch.
I'm not saying we have to use them. I'm just saying it's better to be prepared in case we need them.
We won't need them unless these pointy sticks help you listen or these rocks help you put yourself in someone else's shoes. And what about these? Is this some kind of jewelry? Oh, it's actually kind of cool looking.
Give me that. We don't even know what's out there. Wait, no. Oh, man. By the way, I whittled those for hours.
Branch, the only weapons we need are this guy and this guy for hugs.
You get the general picture. Now, the weird thing about it is this. The plot of Trolls World Tour is basically a kind of uncredited ripoff of that 1960s British pop weirdy Gonks Go Beat, in which there's the inhabitants of Beatland and Ballad Isle, and they're at war with each other because they like different forms of music, and then these space aliens come down and have to unite them in harmony. And that Gonks Go Beat starred Lulu, Ginger Baker, Nashville Teens, alongside the likes of Kenneth Connor, Frank Thornton and Terry Scott, and Arthur Mullard. This has the voices of Anna Kendrick, Justin Timberlake, Ozzy Osbourne, Mary J. Blige, George Clinton, and James Corden. And, you know, it's one of the strangest things. I'm watching this thinking, okay, this is like an animated version of Gonks Go Beat. You get these odd visual nods to, like, there's Mad Max Fury Road. There are jokes about yodeling, jokes about the evils of smooth jazz, which is like, you know, it's enough to put you off. If we say it's enough to put you off jazz altogether, it's so smooth, so cheesy, so awful. So there are sort of crumbs thrown out to the grown-up viewers who will get the yodeling gags, who will get the smooth, the smooth jazz gags. And obviously those were there because in the cinema, you know, you need to keep the parents happy as well. My suspicion is that on home viewing, the parents won't particularly be interested in this. This is something that will be watched by the younger viewers. The parents will be out, sort of, you know, cleaning up. Because what this is a fairly formulaic fare, but not without the occasional laugh, you know, because there are a couple of funny lines about pop tried to destroy music. There's a joke about the hard rockers getting tattoos everywhere but our faces in case we still need office jabs. So there are jokes about rockers getting tattoos on everywhere but our faces in case we still need office jobs. There are in knowing gags that are there for the parents, but for most of it, it's that kind of candy floss like thing for the younger viewers rather than for the older viewers. It's not terrible. It doesn't have anything like the musical or visual wit or invention of Happy Feet, to which all of these kind of animations owe a debt. It doesn't have the pan-generational appeal of something like Toy Story or, you know, more aptly, the Lego Movie. And people will now watch it very closely to see how it does, because obviously it's a big thing. It was going to be released in 300 cinemas and now it's going straight to streaming. So that will, you know, all eyes will be on how it does financially. But it's kind of fine. Like the first one, it's not great, but it's not terrible. And it is basically Gonks Go Beat.